Well, so what? Who cares? Why does it matter? Four quick things. Number one, reject uniformitarianism. You know what uniformitarianism is? Is that you figure out what happened in the past and what's going to happen in the future by a pattern you can see in the present. That's where evolution comes from. You know, evolution from the goo to the zoo to you over billions of years. How would they think that way? Because they think that what's happening in the present has always been uniformitarianism. You know, it's kind of interesting in the book of Job, everybody talks. Talk. Job talks, trying to explain his problems. His counselors talk. None of them have a clue. Then God talks. Job 38. God speaks through the whirlwind, and he gives Job a pop quiz. How would you like to get a pop quiz from God? And you know the first question he asks him? Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? He asked him questions about creation that Job can't answer because he wasn't there. And we think we can figure out what happened in the past by patterns we can see in the present. And there are people that will hear a message like this and say, it's crazy, I reject it. And the reason they reject it is because their whole sense of reality comes from what they can see today. They pretend that what they can see today has always been and will always be uniformitarianism. Uniformitarianism is unbiblical thinking. In fact, we're told in 2 Peter 3, verses 3 and 4, that uniformitarianism would dominate the day just before Jesus comes back. Knowing this, first of all, that in the last days, mockers will come with their mocking, following their own lusts, saying, where is the promise of His coming? For ever since the fathers fell asleep, all continues uniformitarianism. Just as it was from the beginning of creation. And isn't it interesting that Peter refutes that by bringing up two events that happened suddenly? For it escapes their notice that by the word of God the heavens existed long ago, and the earth was formed out of water by water, through which the world at that time was destroyed, being flooded with water. You want to be a uniformitarian? You're forgetting two things that happened suddenly in the past, creation and flood, creation and judgment. Because God spoke a word, those two things happen. And how hard is it for God to speak a word again? And for the end to come just as suddenly as it began. But the world will reject this because they're indoctrinated with uniformitarianism. So the first thing I would say is you reject uniformitarianism. It's unbiblical. Number two, you live for Jesus Christ because you don't know how much time you have left. Romans 13, verse 11 says, do this, knowing the time. It is already the hour for you to awaken from your sleep, for now salvation is nearer to us than when we first believed. This is not the time to be playing games with God, folks. This is not the time to be harboring secret sins. This is the time to be consecrated unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Number three, reach the lost. Because those people are being plummeted into a time period the likes of which the world has never seen before. Your friends, your relatives, your parents, your children, my friends, relatives, parents, children, neighbors, are going right into this time period and they don't even know what's coming. What an opportunity to give them the gospel and to give them a way out, to be taken in the rapture. And then finally, number four is believe the gospel. John 5 and verse 24, Jesus says, truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has eternal life, does not come into judgment, but is passed out of death unto life. If you're here today unsaved, you need to get saved. Trust Christ as your personal Savior and be taken before these things happen. In conclusion, one second after the rapture, great news for the believer, terrible news for the unbeliever, and some points of application. Shall we pray? Father, we acknowledge that this is a very serious message You've given us. But help us to be sober as we look into Your Word and not use the end time scenario that You've given us as just a point of debate or intellectual stimulation, but help it, Father, beginning in this group, maybe spreading all over Australia, maybe spreading all over the world, to start an awakening and a revival given the severity of the times. We'll be careful to give You all the praise and the glory. We ask these things in Jesus' name, and God's people said, Amen.